WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
At work or at home, many of us have been carefully monitoring the congressional hearings on the Iran-Contra affair. Our television critic David Bianculli has these thoughts on the network's live coverage of the hearings.
Since May, like most people, I've been watching the Iran-Contra hearings off and on. Last week, though, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North took the stand instead of the fifth, and I watched on and on. I've been addicted, and I'm not alone. The ratings for North's testimony have been 10% higher than the soap operas and game shows he's preempting. The networks, which up to now have been pretty fickle about covering the hearings live, were there all last week. And no wonder. Television doesn't get much more interesting or important than the Iran-Contra hearings. NBC's Tom Brokaw has called it, quote, mentally draining and utterly fascinating, unquote. And he's right on both counts. North is a sharp and literate witness. Even when his testimony isn't impressive, his grammar is. And he's got a feisty, funny lawyer in Brendan Sullivan. The committee chairman and lawyers and members have all been scoring points, too, and the whole thing is as much like a prize fight as a congressional hearing. It's like the Ali Frazier thriller in Manila, with both sides bobbing and weaving, looking for openings, taking their best shots, standing toe-to-toe, and, on occasion, landing a good one. I like to think of it as the raucous in the caucus. Here's one of my favorite exchanges. Sullivan, North's lawyer, is speaking to Senator Daniel Inouye, chairman of the Senate Investigation Committee.
I'm just asking for fairness. Fairness. I know the rules don't apply. I know the Congress doesn't recognize attorney-client privilege, husband and wife privilege, priest-penitent privilege. I know those things are all out
we
the window.
We have attempted
and we
to be
rely
as fair
on just
as we
fairness,
can.
Mr. Chairman. Fairness.
Let Please. The witness object if he wishes to.
Well, sir, that, I'm not a potted plant. I'm here as the lawyer. That's my job.
I could watch this stuff all day, and I have been, monitoring many TV sets at the same time. Even though all the networks share the same three-camera pool coverage of the hearings, each network has been covering North's testimony a bit differently. The cable news network and ABC get the highest marks for using TV to enhance the testimony rather than just relay it. Whenever there's a particularly complex question or answer that refers to a background player or organization, CNN and ABC shrink the picture a bit to make room for superimposed sentences or explanatory material. ABC, which has a name for everything, calls these things data banks. When I was a kid, my teachers called them visual aids. CNN doesn't call them anything. The point is, they really help to explain when Lake Resources was formed or when John Poindexter resigned as National Security Advisor without interrupting the question and answer session. CBS and NBC provide much of the same information, but do it verbally, not visually, which is kind of stupid. I have no complaints with what Tom Brokaw or CBS's Dan Rather are saying, just with when they say it. They often drown out the testimony they're covering. And I have another complaint about Rather. For some reason, he feels compelled to fill even the most dramatic silences. Those times when a tough question is asked and North and Sullivan are whispering to each other, settling on an answer. Often, while NBC, ABC, PBS, and CNN are silent, CBS's Rather is saying something like, "This really gets to the heart of it," instead of letting the drama speak for itself. Sports announcers, the best ones, know when to keep quiet. Rather seems to think he's on the radio.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.